Nick Baker, you're up. What's your number five?
My number five is The Wonder of You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Song written by Baker Knight, believe it or not, in 1959. So Elvis released this as a single on April 20th, 1970. Its B-side was Mama Liked the Roses. This song charted at number nine. And I just picked it basically just because I love the way Elvis sounds on it.
Yeah.
That's it. I love the way he delivers it.
No, it's great. There's been a bunch of people that did this song too, right? Didn't the Platters do it? And
they may have. I don't have that.
This was also on those compilations.
Oh yeah, cool, yeah. Cool. Yeah, this great. Is one of my favorites. I just love the way he sings it.
Yeah, Nick Baker's number five.
Number five.
The Wonder of You.
My hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything.
That crowd seemed a little underwhelmed, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Maybe it was a mix. I don't know.
That song, like, I would have been like, oh my God, what?
Totally, totally.
Elvis! God, they're just like, yeah, that was good.
Yeah, impressed me.
Yeah, that was impressive, though.
The Wonder of You, it was one of his most successful records in the UK, topping the UK singles chart for 6 weeks that summer.
Wow. Yeah, it's worthy, man.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Cool.
It's a big, bombastic, beautiful thing.
Yeah. That's Nick Baker's number five. We're going to move on into my number four. And I was originally going to play the original version of this song. This is from 1960 was the original. I'm talking about Are You Lonesome Tonight. And I just love this song. It's a little bit, it's got the cheese ball thing going with the...
A little bit.
How does the middle part go?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us plays a part. On and on. And on.
Yeah.
And Elvis actually cracked up because he thought it was so hokey when he was recording it. So they actually had to splice that part together.
Oh, is that right?
In the studio. Yeah, that what you're hearing is a compilation there.
I was wondering because, yeah, it's brilliant because it's so iconic and, you know, it's Elvis.
Yeah.
Darling, you lied when you said you love me. Or whatever. Go on. Believing your lies than to live without you or something like that. I want to play the laughing version, though.
Yeah, go for it. There are a couple different laughing, crazy versions of this. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. This is I didn't even know about this version until I was doing research to play the original version. But apparently, in August of 1969, he was playing at the International Hotel in Las Vegas, and he started singing that middle part. And it was before that. Was it before that? He said something about some guy's toupee.
Yeah, hold on. I think. Yeah.
Something about are you?
Yeah.
Bald
do or? You gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair?
That's right.
Instead of do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there?
That's right. Yeah. Do you gaze at your bald head?
And then he saw a bald man in the audience and burst into laughter.
Yeah, he just lost it. And he never recovered. Like there's a few times where you can hear him. He's like, "Okay, come on, get it together, man." He just couldn't do it. So funny.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. This is my number four. This is the laughing version.
Awesome.
Of Are You Lonesome Tonight? I'm gonna play it off of the YouTubes. So check it out.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor see you empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Did your heart fill with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost? Oh, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. And I had no cause to doubt you. Sing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Love that. Love that.
He's like, there's no way I'm going to get through the spoken. If I can get through the singing part, there's no way. Whoa, that was weird. There's no way I'm going to get through the spoken part.
He was done.
Yeah.
He was done at that point. Yeah, that's great. There's that one's awesome. There's another one in the late 70s when he's singing and he starts the speaking part and he says, you know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part. And then he starts singing blah, 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 plus tax.
Plus tax.
He goes, back to your train. You changed, you fool. It just goes into this whole thing. Yeah, it's actually really funny. And that's, I think, the same show when he's introducing his dad. And then he introduces his girlfriend and everybody's clapping for her. And he goes, that's enough for her.
Oh, my God. Good old Elvis. By the way, I read that Are You Lonesome Tonight was Colonel Tom Parker's wife's favorite song. And that's why they did it. Because she's like, you should do that song. I like that song, you know. And so...
Well, it had been a really old song, right? It was written in like the 20s.
Yeah. It had been covered by Perry Como and Nat King Cole, like everybody.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my number four.
Awesome.
Nick Baker, what's your number four?
My number four is Fame and Fortune, which Elvis actually did on his Welcome Home Elvis special with Frank Sinatra, Nancy Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. on May 12th, 1960. When he came back from Germany, this was his comeback song, right as he came back. And it was that famous show where he also performed Love Me Tender and Witchcraft with Frank Sinatra.
Didn't Sinatra, like, was he, didn't he feel threatened by all this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
or was that more the Beatles that he was threatened
by? I think he was definitely threatened a bit by Elvis, but Elvis actually had a fling with Nancy Sinatra for a while. And
while they were married?
Yeah. Oh. And the Memphis Mafia, the guys would always joke. They'd knock on his trailer door during the filming of one of the movies, and they'd say, "Frank's coming." And they just joke. And then one day, they knocked on the door, and they said, "Frank's coming," and he really was. And they kept knocking. They said, "No, Frank is really coming." Fortunately, at that point, they were just playing cards. Seriously, that's the story that Joe Esposito and those guys tell from the Memphis Mafia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you don't want to get on Frank's bad side.
No,
I've heard
stories. No, you don't.
Yeah. Anyhow, Fame and Fortune.
Fame and Fortune, yeah.
What year is this from?
1960.
Cool. Number four?
Number four.
But when I hold you in my arms, that's a heaven to me. Who cares for fame and fortune? They're only passing things. But the touch of your lips on mine makes me feel like a king. Your kind of love is a treasure I hold. It's so much greater than silver or gold. I know that I'd have nothing if you should go away. But to know that you love fame and fortune my way. Do-do-dum. But to know that you love me brings fame and fortune my way.
Yeah, that was the Jordanaires.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to give false information, but I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just simple, well done, tasteful, good stuff.
It's got that nice break where Elvis just takes it and the band comes back in with him. And yeah, it's just classic Elvis.
Classic. My number three song is not really a classic. It's not in that classic style, but it is a classic tune. And I want to play In the Ghetto.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Yeah. 1969. This song was written by Mac Davis, who also wrote A Little Less Conversation and Don't Cry Daddy.
Nice.
Yeah. And this song was originally entitled The Vicious Circle. And it's kind of a narrative on generational poverty.
Yeah. And Elvis won an award for this song as well. I don't remember what the award was, but I know he won something for it. I mean, like a humanitarian award, not like a Grammy or something.
Yeah, this was another one of those ones that Colonel Tom Parker was like, dude, don't. Yeah. I was like, I want to, you know, I want to do stuff with more substance. This was right after the 68 comeback special again, you know, and
yeah,
he was trying to just do things that had more meaning, you know, that you know, he could look back on later and feel proud of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, this is just a heartbreaker of a song.
Oh, it totally is. It comes full circle, the story. It's it's so well written.
Yeah, good stuff. And it is my number three. This is In the Ghetto.
Number three.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
In the ghetto.
Oh, in the ghetto.
You've seen that South Park, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, Cartman sings this song. Sort of. I could look it up right now. That would be...
is this? Yeah. Right.
What's that?
I thought my mic was off for a second there.
Yeah, you got to watch that thing. Kind of a piece of crap. Hold on one sec. Okay. I think... In the ghetto. All right, you got to hear it. You just have to. Bear with us, folks. This is it.
Well, here's Kenny's house. In the ghetto, on the cold and gray Chicago moon, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
Yeah.
We're here to have a slumber party with Kenny.
What? Don't you know Kenny's sick with?
That's the whole point. Remember, their moms want them to catch it while they're young.
Oh, yeah.
Catch what?
Nothing. Come on in. I was just making dinner.
And then Mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another little hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
I mean, Kenny, your little friends are...
Anyway.
That's great. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. He thought, I forget how that came about, but He was singing it throughout the entire episode. Anyway, that's my number three.
Classic again. Yeah, no, really, really great song. Yeah.
Yeah. Nick Baker, what's your number three?
My number three is Just Pretend, the country song Elvis put out in 1970. Mm. And I just put it on there because I absolutely love the song and the way he, again, the way he nails it. It's just, it's Elvis being Elvis. You know, I just, that's what I love about it. Written by Doug Flett and Guy Fletcher. Yeah, Just Pretend, 1970.
Mm, let's check it out. I don't think I know this one.
Number three.
Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me, how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go. When I walked away, I heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do. I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend I'm right there.
That,
yeah, Just Pretend.
Yeah, good stuff. Nick Baker's number three, Just Pretend.
Yeah, it's cool because Elvis always said, you know, his music was always a combination of country, rhythm and blues,
rockabilly,
all of that, and country, you know,
soul and gospel.
Exactly. Gospel, he loved gospel and soul, and sometimes he would just do flat out country, but it always it was always Elvis, no matter what he did.
You know? Oh, yeah.
There was this common thing. I don't understand when people say, I don't like anything Elvis did. Yeah, there were so many different genres.
Yeah, that's BS.
Yeah, it's like, really, you don't like...
I think people think of, you know, Jailhouse Rock and like Blue Suede Shoes, and that's it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
There's so much more to him than that. Yeah, I agree. Anyhow, my number two is from the 1961 film Blue Hawaii.
Nice.
And I think you know where I'm going with this.
Are you doing Ito Was an Eating Boy?
No.
Ito was an eating boy, never passed on fish or poi.
I don't think
another. Ito, eat a little faster. Eat a little slower. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. You're scaring
me
now.
I swear to God. No, no. Watch it. It's in there. There's this big guy named Ito, and his name's literally Ito because he eats a lot. And that's literally the song. So that's probably the song you're going to play now, right?
I wasn't planning on it, but you've pushed me into it. I must hear that song. No, no, I want to play Can't Help Falling in Love.
Cool.
Yeah.
Of course.
This was always the show closer in all of his shows in the late 60s and in the 70s. And it's just a classic tune written by Hugo Peretti, Luigi Creatore, and George David Weiss. There's been so many covers of this song over the years. Perry Como, Patti Page, Doris Day, Bob Dylan, UB40, Bono did a cover of it. Bruno Mars. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
I looked online and like I was just gonna write down a couple, but there's like the list of like 100 people that or more that have covered it.
Yeah, and it's great to pay homage to the song and to Elvis. But once you hear Elvis's version, it's like, why do I need another version of this song? You know, Elvis pretty much did it. He pretty much got it.
Yeah, just a perfect little tune. Wise men say only fools rush in.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's my number two, Elvis Presley song, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Number two.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for love with you.
Like the river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Yes. It's no Ito wasn't eating boy, but it's a good song. You know?
Maybe we'll throw that one on a little bit later as a bonus track. I'm a little frightened by the idea of
yes,
that.
Yes, you should be, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my number two. Can't help falling in love.
Awesome.
Nick Baker.
My number two was originally trying to get to you.
Yeah, I stole it.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's been stolen. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Telephone. Who could it be? Telephone.
Speaker.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Bob.
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Bob Matasio, right?
Yes.
Mr. Bob Matasio. What's happening, sir?
Hey, well, just wanted to... Wait a minute, let me turn down my radio here. I just want to let you guys know that I'm premiering my show tonight at the show, which is going to be all live cuts. And
that's right.
There's going to be some great rock and roll and blues on tonight's show. So tune in at 10 o'clock from 10 to midnight and hear some great live music that you've probably never heard before.
Awesome. Yeah, that's right. Bob Matasio has a show premiering tonight on Kill Radio. It's going to be every Sunday at 10, correct?
Yes.
At the show, all live performances.
Very nice.
So, yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, thank
you. Are you ready? Yeah.
loving the show today.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye. Bye. Bob Matasio. Good guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Nick Baker. We're up to number two.
Okay, well, since my number two is trying to get to you, I'm going to go with what will be number 12 on there, which is Always On My Mind.
Oh, yeah. I love this song.
Great song. Originally recorded by Brenda Lee in 1972.
Yeah, you know, I have the Willie Nelson version.
Yeah, he won a Grammy for that.
Yeah, and I was looking up things about it, and... saw that Brenda Lee originally recorded it, and I looked that up, and that's a beautiful version too.
Yeah, I think I've only heard it a couple of times.
It's good. I mean, Elvis does a great job too.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, this was right after his separation from Priscilla, and now get this: the single that he released right after they split was "Separate Ways." The single, and the B side was "Always On My Mind." So there's a pretty public plea, right?
Yeah, really. Jeez.
Yeah, so anyway, this Always On My Mind was, you know, DJs would turn over Separate Ways and play Always On My Mind, so it ended up being a big hit for Elvis.
Yeah.
And then Willie Nelson, of course, did it later on. But, yeah, I've just always really, again, loved the fact that, you know, Elvis sounds amazing on it, but also the fact that what was going on in his personal life is reflected in the song.
Yeah. No, it's when that occurs... it adds weight to it.
Oh yeah,
you know, it really it's really more heartfelt.
Definitely. And another funny side note on this: if you're listening to it, it does fade out at the very end of the fade out. If you crank it all the way up, you hear Elvis say, "That's enough."
Let's try to do that. We'll crank it way up at the end.
But very end. Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't believe you.
Yeah. I made it up.
Okay. Anyhow, this is Nick Baker's new number two, Always On My Mind.
Yes.
Cool.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you
I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. But you were always on my mind. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my
That's enough.
That's great. Man, I know we're fading this out, so I think we've done enough.
That's enough. I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah.
You weren't lying. I don't know if anyone out there listening heard it, but
hopefully you did.
That is always on my mind. Nick Baker's number two. We're up to our number ones. How exciting is
wow.
this? Yeah, we
it's
made
flown
it.
By, huh?
It really is. Well, I mean, typically shorter songs, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But my number one is was also from that same session where they recorded In the Ghetto and Don't Cry Daddy. And they did this song. They did Suspicious Minds.
Wow. Good session.
Yeah, really. Good Lord. 1969 song written by Mark James, who also, by the way, but always on my mind.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This song... was really it marked his comeback to success between this song In the Ghetto and the 68 comeback special. It really just brought him a whole new career. Like it would sustain him for the next however many years. Like it just brought
Definitely.
Him back.
Yeah, and this song is always associated with Vegas.
Yes,
when you hear it, it's always associated with those cool shows. And in 69, 70, and another thing that one thing that kind of bugs me is people always think Elvis in the jumpsuit was always fat Elvis. He wasn't.
Not even.
He looked good for a while there. 69, 70, 71. You know, he's wearing the jumpsuits. He's thin. He's moving
yeah,
around.
Well, we saw the Aloha from Hawaii special at 73. He was getting a little bit big at that point. And the top 10 live tracks, I don't know if you heard that episode. I played... what was the one?
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody.
Yeah.
And we saw the video for that, and God, he was just...
sweating.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
And yeah. But yeah, in 1969, 1970, he wasn't even...
No, he. But people just flatly assume, okay, Elvis with jumpsuit was fat Elvis. No, it wasn't.
No. Nope. this song was recorded at American Sound Studio in Memphis, and the Memphis Boys were the house band. with, including Bobby Womack was a guitarist. That studio in Memphis was home to, it produced so many great records. Stuff by Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Dusty Springfield, and everything that came out of there was just, it had a really eclectic mix of gospel, country, R&B, and soul that totally fit what Elvis was trying to do at this time.
Yeah, totally.
And it's just listen to the backing tracks. Just everyone is just doing exactly what they need to be. No one's stepping on anyone's parts, and it's just so tasteful.
And it sounds like Elvis.
Yeah, and they that band, that house band, the Memphis Boys, they catered their sound to whoever they were in there with. But yeah, it's just so beautiful. I love this song, and I'm going to play it right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that's enough. This is my number one Elvis Presley song. This is Suspicious Minds.
Number one.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? In your eyes. But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious.
Okay, are they fading out for real this time?
I think they are fading out. I didn't hear him say that's enough, but that's,
that's
right.
Enough.
You know, Elvis at this period was always funny. You know, this is when he'd always say, you know, when if they're filming, you know, please don't let the lights and cameras throw you, and please don't throw the lights and cameras. And he always had.
So, sorry, it took me a minute. What?
And he always had Gatorade on stage and say, got some Gatorade to age a gator.
God.
Well, you got to love Elvis. I mean,
oh, Elvis.
Just brilliant.
What a dork. Anyway, that's my number one, Suspicious Minds. Nick Baker, bring us home.
Take it home, son.
Bring it on home, number one.
When you told me to come up with the top 10 Elvis songs, it was really hard to do because I love so many Elvis songs. But the first thing I knew is that this one was going to be number one.
Okay.
Without question. I've loved this song since the first time I heard it. There's something about it. Now, there's a funny backstory. The song is I Want You, I Need You, I Love You.
Oh, yeah.
The band was brought, Elvis and the band, they were brought off the road to record this song on April 14th, 1956. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, in May. Yeah, it was April 14th, 1956. But they were flown in, and there were problems with the plane that night. Mm-hmm. And they a couple times thought they were going to crash, so they were really stressed out during the flight. So they were up all night worrying. So they got to the studio, and nobody was in a good headspace to record. They didn't even know what song they were going to record. So basically they were given this song and said, do this. And nobody was in the mood to record.
Yeah.
So they did a few takes, and they left knowing that they hadn't gotten it at all.
Okay.
And this is one of the first times in Elvis's history that a song is spliced. There are a few different takes spliced together.
Really?
To make this.
How dare they?
I know. But it was because no one take was good enough, top to bottom. This was Elvis's second number one hit, and not many people realize it was actually a number one.
No, I guess I didn't know. I have that compilation, the 30 number ones, whatever it was.
Yeah.
This isn't on there.
It was a number one country hit and a number three Billboard Top 100 hit.
Okay.
So, anyway, a little backstory on that. And I Want You, I Need You, I Love You. I've always loved this song.
Nick Baker's number one.
Number one.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just, that song always gives me chills, you know, every time I hear it. There's something about the sincerity in the voice, and it's young Elvis, he's 21 there.
Yeah, there's something otherworldly about that performance. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it doesn't sound like the rest of his output. There's something different about it. I don't know.
Maybe it was because of the night before when they were worn out on the plane. Maybe he was just exhausted that day.
Yeah, I kind of know. But so much soul to it, though.
That's also the song he did on the Steve Allen show. When Steve Allen made him wear a tux and tails because he'd been banned.
And sing next to a hound dog?
Yeah, exactly. So he did Hound Dog, and then he did I Want You, I Need You, I Love You. And he was wearing tux and tails for that, and he felt like he really sold out at that point. That's what he had told someone later on. Really
wasn't that happy. When they were showing him from the waist up?
Yeah. Well, he was on the Milton Berle show when he did all the the crazy, quote-unquote crazy version of Hound Dog. And then when he was on Ed Sullivan, they showed him from the waist up. He did Don't Be Cruel.
From the waist up. It still cracks me up.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. But one thing about the waist up, he kind of got back at everybody who thought he was such a hoodlum and everything. The one song he did later in the Ed Sullivan show was Peace in the Valley.
Oh, okay.
And he did it just him and the Jordanaires with very light instrumentation. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And so
how could you say no to that?
Kind of put everybody in their place at that point.
Anyhow, that is Nick Baker's number one. I Want You, I Need You, I Love You. Nick, you got some alternates there, some honorable Excuse mentions, me. If you will.
Excuse me. Yeah, actually, a couple of them were yours. One anyway. I had Are You Lonesome Tonight, which you had, which
not the laughing version though.
No, not the laughing version. Always on My Mind, which we played. Don't. Which I absolutely love, which was from 1958, yes. Lieber Stoller song, very pretty song. A song called My Boy.
I don't know that one.
Which Elvis did in 73. He put out in 73. And if you listen to it lyrically, there are some pretty cheesy lines in the song. I won't kid you, It's a little cheeseball, but his voice is unbelievable in that song. So that's why I had it on here, because I'll never fast forward past it when it's on the iPod. I also had his version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which he nails.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that. And then I had Polk Salad Annie for the last one because, he'd go out and pick himself a mess of it. Well, you don't know much about his South.
Yeah, we...
You himself something that looks like a turnip green. They call it Polk Salad.
Yeah, we played that one on the... Top 10 songs about food episode.
Yeah. And since getting
down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean. Lived a little, was it?
Girl, then I swear to the world.
Made the alligators look tame. Pork salad, Annie.
Come get your cranny.
Good stuff.
But, I love the use of mess of as a unit of measurement in that song. You should go out and pick yourself a mess of it.
Pick a mess of it.
So now when I go to the grocery store and somebody say, can I help you something? Yeah, I want a mess of apples.
One cubic mess of apples.
You give me a mess?
Yeah.
I want a mess of milk.
It's better than saying a grip, I guess.
How about you? What were your alternates?
I had a few. I wanted to play You're the Devil in Disguise.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. Trouble from the King Creole soundtrack.
That's cool.
I'm really evil.
Another movie that's not a bad movie.
I've heard that. That's like his favorite from what I read. Big Ol' Hunk of Love.
Yeah.
Hard-Headed Woman.
Cool.
Which I like. Jailhouse Rock.
Uh-huh.
All Shook Up, Hound Dog, and Don't Be Cruel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the classics.
I actually heard Don't Be Cruel at the top of the show. But, yep. And something we're going to play on the way out, which you'll hear in a second. A little Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, you got to have Viva Las Vegas. We're just talking. We're having a little Ann Margaret discussion here.
Oh, dear Lord. We're not going to do that on the air.
No. Anyway. Or as she was on the Flintstones, Ann Margrock.
Oh, my God. I did not know about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Look it up. Ann Margrock. And I think your song was, I love you, but I ain't going to be your fool.
I'll just take your word for it. Anyway, thanks for coming out.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ben. I appreciate it.
Hey, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Good list.
Yeah, 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 man. You too. This has been a lot of fun hearing a lot of stuff that I grew up with. Love it.
Yeah, and some stuff I'd never heard before, and it's really making me appreciate the King more. And I think I really am going to go on a Elvis movie binge
Do it. It's cool.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna get on Netflix and get going on that.
Yeah, you gotta go to a clam bake jamboree. That's what we're all on the way to, a clam bake jamboree. And he delivered these lines so seriously, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he pick a mess of clams?
He'd go down to the creek and pick a mess of them. No, maybe that was crawfish.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, that has been top 10 songs by Elvis Presley. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Next week on the show, my buddy Gabe Scalone is going to be here, and we're going to do top 10 most disturbing songs.
Most disturbing songs.
Yeah.
Well, at least people will get a warning before they...
It's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be out there. I've already got half of my list ready, and I'm disturbed just listening to half of it.
Wow. But, okay.
Top 10 most disturbing songs next week. Check us out every Sunday on Kill Radio. I think we're going to be at a new time next week, by the way. We're looking at 5 p.m. Pacific time. So check out us out on Facebook and Twitter. There'll be more information about that there. Like us on Facebook.
Well, Sunday at 5, I mean, people are having a nice Sunday dinner and they listen to disturbing songs.
That's the idea.
During a nice Sunday dinner, yeah.
That's the idea.
Right.
Yeah. The show can be heard as a podcast at our website, www.alltimetop10.podomatic.com. And check us out there and listen to us every week here at Kill Radio, killradio.org. And that's all the time we have, folks. Thanks for listening, and until next time,
peace out!
Check out more episodes at www.alltimetop10.podomatic.com. Follow us at All Time Top 10 on Twitter and like us on Facebook. New episodes every Sunday at killradio.org.
Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a 7 with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!